This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Friday the alliance was deploying parts of its combat-ready response force and would continue to send weapons to Ukraine, including air defenses. Stoltenberg also said that Russia was trying to topple the Ukrainian government. Quote, we see rhetoric, the messages, which is strongly indicating the aim is to remove the democratically elected government in Kiev, he told a news conference following a virtual meeting of NATO leaders.
It is a very unpredictable situation. Therefore, I will not speculate, but I will pay my respect to the Ukrainian armed forces, which are really proving their bravery and their courage by fighting and standing up against the much larger invading Russian force.
He said some of the 30 allies announced the type of weapons they would supply Ukraine, including air defenses, without giving details. Stoltenberg said NATO was deploying elements of its rapid response force, which is made up of land, air, maritime, and special operation forces on allied territory.
We are now deploying the NATO response force for the first time in a collective defense context. And we speak about thousands of troops. We speak about air and maritime capabilities.
Ukrainian forces fought off Russian troops in the capital Kiev on Friday on the second day of a conflict that has claimed dozens of lives. As Russian President